Good morning. This is Father Joseph Hagen. I'm here once again with our pastor, Father Walter. We're continuing our meditation on the sorrowful mysteries. Today we arrive at the fourth sorrowful mystery, Jesus carrying his cross. So once again, Father, would you lead us off and tell us how you meditate upon this mystery?
Yeah, sure. For me, carrying the cross is carrying the burden of being human.
Mm.
You know, human beings, all of us walk through life with a weight that cannot be escaped.
Mm.
And I think mostly it's the weight of finitude.
Yes,
you know, our limits, you're going to fail at things. You're going to misunderstand things. You're going to miscommunicate with people. You're going to get sick.
Yeah, our bodies are limited. Very.
Right, you know, you're going to get old. You're going to die. And so, the carrying the cross is carrying that burden, mm-hmm. you know. And so if you follow the injunction of Jesus, pick up your cross and follow me,
mm-hmm.
it's means that I'm willing to undergo without complaint the mystery of being human,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as a way to reaching God.
And one thing I would add to this is the beautiful passage. I think it's at the end of chapter Matthew 10 or Matthew 11 of "Come all to me, who all you who are burdened and labored."
That's right.
And then my yoke is sweet. And this is his yoke, carrying the cross.
Right.
And to see that Christ does not ask us to carry other things, the weight of being the person we want to be, or the weight mm-hmm. of other people's expectations.
Right.
He simply asks us to carry the weight of being who he's called us to be, the mm-hmm. humanity of ourselves, the vocation we have to love. He doesn't ask. So one simple example is when I find myself being judgmental. Judging people is actually very exhausting, at least for me.
It is, yeah.
And then I would say, I don't need to do this. Like, that's a heavy burden to take upon myself.
Right.
And Jesus Christ asked me to carry my cross, which means to love this person. He doesn't ask me to have the burden of authority over them to judge them.
Right, and that's part of the weight of the cross, too, the people you're with. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right? No, I mean the people that are assigned to you. Right?
Yes. Yeah. I wonder what Father Walter's trying to tell me.
No.
No, but that is. Because in a sense, too, if you're supposed to carry the cross with someone else,
right.
the Simon and Cyrene, sometimes they help you, but other times you're both carrying the cross and
right.
them. And you sort of go back and forth.
Right. Right.
But the great hope, certainly, is the fact that Jesus Christ, while in a certain sense he's physically done with the suffering, he is still there to carry our cross with us.
That's it.
And so the idea that the yoke is something for two oxen, and the cross is something both for Jesus and me and the whole communion of saints. Good.
The weight of it, knowing that the weight that he is again. His carrying of the cross suggests that he wants us to be, and as you quoted that passage about his yoke,
yeah.
through his sacraments, through the gift of the Passion, he wants us to be comfortable and peaceful carrying our humanity.
Yes.
Mm. You know?
To do it with love and with mm-hmm. gratitude and with
right.
peace.
And to know that we're accompanied in it.
Yes. And particularly, too, remember the fourth station of the cross when Jesus meets his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that when we pray this mystery, we pray it with Mary's help. To know that she is there, not just at the fourth station of our life, but every station, to comfort us, to console us, to strengthen us, to be that light of beauty. There's so much ugliness on the Via Dolorosa as he carries his cross.
That's right.
But Mary brings that beauty. And so we pray for each other as we carry our cross today, that Jesus Christ would be our strength and that his beauty would come to us in a particular way through Mary's motherhood, that we would know her closeness. And because of that closeness, we would be courageous sons and daughters to just take the next step forward today and loving and forgiving. So God bless you. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope to speak with you tomorrow. Bye.